I'm sitting down with Johnson County Clerk Vicki Edelman, and we're discussing the integrity of elections and how Johnson County voters can be assured that their vote will count in this year's election.
Voters in Johnson County that are concerned about voter integrity, making sure that their ballots are counted correctly, what steps has the state and the county taken to ensure that that is actually going to happen with this election?
Well, to answer your question, I'm going to start off with how we start the election process.
Okay.
We, ES&S, which is the company that built the machines, they're not Dominion machines, they're ES&S machines. We send in a portal, we send information to ES&S about the election. They code and send a file back to us, which then we upload into our machine, which is not connected to the internet in any way, shape, or form. The computer is locked in the same room that the election machines are locked in. So, okay, we get that file. Then we code the memory sticks that go into the machines. So that's how the election is set up. On election day, then the ballots go through the machine. They're counted election night.
So we're up to election night. Everybody's cast their ballots. They go through the machine. So what steps are taken then to ensure that those votes are counted properly?
The memory sticks are taken out of the machine. They'll be brought back by law enforcement from the three polling places. And at that time, they are the results are taken off of those. And a report comes out that shows the election results. We've always done a post-election audit. There's a percentage of the machines that have to be audited after the election. In our county, because we have such few, we only audit one machine. And historically, when we've ran the ballots back through, it's come up just like it did on election night. This year, there will be a different post-audit. That will go through. I'm not sure of what that exactly is going to look like. So,
voters in Johnson County can be, you feel confident that they can be happy that their votes are going to count, because it traditionally, as you said, it does show up that the votes that are counted are exactly what the machines say they are. And explain to me, because I know that the machines are locked up under lock and key before the elections, and that's absolutely the case, correct?
It is, yes.
Okay, so the ballots and the machines are locked up until they're used.
Yes,
okay.
That's right. We even have new lock boxes for the machines, or for the ballots this year. In the 2020 election, we did have the ballot drop box out here that was under camera and under lights. We had some use of it, but we didn't have a whole lot, I guess. But we're not going to make that available this go round. Well, we thought it was a convenience for people for COVID, during COVID, and it just, I don't know. There's just too much controversy out there to mess with it.
Yeah.
I'd know if there were 5,000 ballots dumped in that box. I'd know there was a problem.
Right.
Because we keep track of every single ballot.
Well, there's not that many here, so yeah, you do. All right.
That was Johnson County Clerk Vicki Edelman, and we were discussing the integrity of elections in Johnson County.